The Sound of Music is at the IU Auditorium in a production that led Wednesday night's audience to rise for a standing ovation at the curtain. The musical tells the story of the young postulant Maria. As she's deciding to be a nun, she's sent to be the governess for the children of the widowed Captain von Trapp. Maria falls in love with the children and then the captain. With the annexation of Austria by Germany, the family uses a state-sponsored music festival as a cover to escape across the mountains to Switzerland. Maria von Trapp wrote an account of the family in 1949. A West German movie appeared in 1956. Originally, The Sound of Music was going to be a theater vehicle for Mary Martin, with just a few of the Trapp family songs. But it became a full Broadway production with music by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein in 1959. The movie with Julie Andrews that was the introduction to the story for many of us came in 1965. The Sound of Music, My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, and of course Edelweiss. So familiar, I briefly feared that we'd have an IU Auditorium audience sing along. The Sound of Music comes from a time when musicals took a bit more time developing than we're used to. The show opens with a chorus from the Nuns of the Abbey, followed by Maria on that magical hill. The scene of the nuns arguing over Maria's suitability for vocation took a while. It's a very funny essay on management concerns that extends well beyond abbeys. As the mother abbess asked Maria to sing My Favorite Things and then joined in, we got a hint that the religious life might not be the one for the young postulant. Against her will, Maria is sent to the von Trapp family to be the governess of the captain's seven children. They've gotten a reputation for driving governesses away, but Jill Christine Wiley, as the hesitant Maria, engaged, opened, and totally charmed the children and me with Do Re Mi. Frankly, Mike McLean as the captain seemed a bit too quick to abandon his bosun's whistle for Maria's freer approach to childcare, but I couldn't blame him. Maria has counseled the captain about the variety of the needs of the children, and we got an object lesson as Liesel, Kelsey Ward, and the bike-riding Rolf, Chad Campbell, sing 16 Going on 17 and share a first kiss. A night of thunder and lightning drove the children one by one to Maria's bed, and we were treated to an energetically distracting rendition of The Lonely Goatherd. By the way, Maria von Trapp on television with Julie Andrews praised her acting but gave her a bit of a yodel tutorial. Jill Christine Wiley didn't need the tutorial. The tentative tenderness of Liesel and Rolf's young love is in sharp contrast with a later crass critique of love among the moneyed and powerful offered by the wily Max, Jake Mills, and the more dignified husband-hunting Elsa, Melissa McCamey, in their How Can Love Survive trio with the captain. Elsa hosts a party with the captain that's a disaster. Those who want Austria to remain sovereign and those who want it to be part of a greater Germany are barely civil to one another. It's a break in the tension when the captain takes over from his son Kurt to lead Maria in a graceful traditional dance. There's a very creative staircase staging of the children's goodnight, so long farewell, and almost on cue, Maria, who believes that the captain and Elsa will marry, runs back to the abbey. She finds the mother abbess, Lauren Kidwell, firm in sending her back to the children with a powerful act-ending performance of Climb Every Mountain. The second act finds Maria back with the children for a reprise of My Favorite Things. The annexation of Austria seems imminent. The flexible Max and the aristocratic Elsa are quite ready to bend with the wind and try to get the unwilling captain to join them, for no way to stop it. He stands up for individual character, and it becomes clear that Maria is his chosen in their song Something Good. There's a lovely wedding at the abbey, but when the couple return from their honeymoon, the Anschluss has happened. Nazi officials in black are demanding a flag and that the captain take up a commission immediately. There's a delightful snag. Unbeknownst to either the captain or Maria, Max, desperate for talent for his music festival, has signed up the Traps and even printed them into the program. The clever Maria picks up on the chance, parades the children in colorful outfits, and even the captain is convincing in his commitment to the performance. They do appear, on a stage frighteningly draped with Nazi banners, to sing a complex reprise of Do Re Mi, followed by the captain with Edelweiss. I've had tears in my eyes most of the times that I've heard that song, Wednesday night no exception. Using the awards ceremony as a cover, the family escape to the abbey, where the now Nazified Rolf can't bear to turn them in, and they head up into the mountains with what the program calls the finale ultimo of Climb Every Mountain. As the cast returned for the curtain call, the audience rose, with everyone up by the time Jill Christine Wiley joined the group. The Sound of Music has a final performance this evening at 8:00, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.